Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchies Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Elegant Universe by Brian Greene is a widely read guide to some of the most ambitious ideas in modern physics, written for curious non-specialists. Greene traces the long quest to understand what the universe is made of and how its rules fit together, from Newtonian mechanics to Einstein's relativity and the rise of quantum theory. He then explains why these two pillars of physics clash in extreme situations such as black holes and the earliest moments after the Big Bang. As a candidate for reconciliation, the book introduces string theory, the proposal that the fundamental ingredients of reality are tiny vibrating strings rather than point-like particles. Along the way, Greene explores hidden spatial dimensions, the meaning of symmetry, and the challenge of testing deeply mathematical theories. The result is both a tour of key scientific milestones and a narrative about how physicists think, argue, and refine their models of nature. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from classical certainty to modern paradoxes, a central thread of the book is the historical buildup that makes a unifying theory necessary. Greene outlines how classical physics offered an intuitive picture of space, time, and motion, then shows how the 20th century replaced that comfort with two extraordinarily successful but conceptually different frameworks. Relativity recasts gravity as the geometry of space-time and excels at describing the cosmos at large scales. Quantum mechanics governs the microscopic world with probabilistic rules and field-based particles. The book emphasizes that both theories are confirmed by extensive evidence, yet they do not naturally coexist. When gravity becomes strong at tiny distances, such as near singularities or at the Big Bang, the smooth space-time of relativity runs into the jittery quantum world. Greene uses this conflict to motivate what physicists mean by a deeper description, not merely adding new details, but reconciling assumptions about locality, continuity, and measurement. This topic frames the reader's journey by clarifying what is at stake, a consistent account that works across scales and does not break down where nature becomes most extreme. Secondly, strings as fundamental building blocks. Greene introduces string theory as a radical shift in the notion of what counts as elementary. Instead of treating particles as structureless points, string theory proposes one-dimensional objects whose different vibrational patterns appear as different particles. This move is important because it changes how interactions behave at ultra-small distances. In many explanations of the theory, the extended nature of strings softens problematic infinities that arise when point particles interact at a single location, offering a possible path toward a quantum description of gravity. Greene explains how familiar particle properties, such as mass and charge, can be reinterpreted as consequences of vibration modes, and how a single underlying entity could generate the particle zoo. He also discusses the emergence of a graviton-like excitation in the theory, which is why string theory is often presented as a leading framework for unification. The topic highlights both the appeal and the challenge. The concept is elegant and mathematically rich, but its characteristic scale is so tiny that direct experimental access is daunting. Thirdly, hidden dimensions and the shape of reality. One of the most memorable ideas in the book is that extra dimensions may exist beyond the three of everyday experience. Greene explains why string theory typically requires additional spatial dimensions for mathematical consistency, and he explores how those dimensions could be present without being obvious. The key notion is compactification. Dimensions can be curled up so tightly that they evade detection at accessible energies, much as a distant cable can look like a one-dimensional line until viewed up close. The book discusses candidate geometries for these compact dimensions, often described through sophisticated shapes that influence which vibration patterns are allowed. That link between geometry and physics is the conceptual payoff. The detailed shape of hidden dimensions could help determine particle properties and interaction strengths in the observable world. Greene uses this to show how the theory turns questions about matter into questions about space. This topic also underscores why progress is difficult. Many geometrical possibilities appear to be allowed, and identifying which, if any, matches our universe becomes a major scientific and philosophical puzzle. Fourthly, symmetry, dualities, and the drive toward unification. Greene devotes substantial attention to the role of symmetry as both a guiding principle and a practical tool. Symmetries connect seemingly different physical situations and help physicists write laws that are compact yet powerful. Building on that idea, the book describes dualities, relationships in which two apparently distinct theories turn out to describe the same underlying physics in different regimes. This is crucial to the modern development of string theory, because it suggests that what once looked like multiple competing string theories may be different faces of a single deeper framework. Greene presents this as an evolving storyline in which mathematical discoveries reshape what physicists consider fundamental. Dualities also carry an important lesson for readers' intuition based on one set of variables can fail, and progress sometimes comes from accepting that very different pictures can be equivalent. this topic connects the book's technical ambitions to a broader narrative about scientific creativity, where unification is not only about combining forces but also about finding the right language to reveal hidden connections. Lastly, evidence, experiment, and the limits of testability. While the book is enthusiastic about the promise of string theory, it also confronts the practical question of how to evaluate a theory whose characteristic scale is far beyond current laboratory reach. Green explains why confirming predictions at the string scale would likely require energies far greater than those produced by existing particle accelerators, making direct tests exceptionally difficult. He discusses indirect avenues that physicists consider, such as looking for signatures in cosmology, subtle effects in particle physics, or theoretical consistency checks that narrow the space of viable models. This topic is valuable because it clarifies what counts as progress in frontier physics. Sometimes advances come from new mathematics, from links to other well-tested theories, or from discovering constraints that rule out large classes of possibilities. Green also raises the broader methodological tension. A theory can be internally compelling yet remain experimentally unverified for long periods. Readers come away with a nuanced view of modern theoretical physics, including its ambition, its uncertainty, and the ongoing effort to connect deep ideas to observable reality. In conclusion, this book is best for general readers who enjoy big scientific questions, as well as students and professionals in other fields who want a clear narrative introduction to relativity, quantum ideas, and the motivation behind string theory. Readers do not need advanced math, but they should be willing to follow careful analogies and layered explanations. The benefit is twofold. First, it provides a coherent map of why modern physics needs a unifying framework and how strings and extra dimensions attempt to supply one. Second, it offers a realistic look at scientific thinking, showing how theories are built from evidence, consistency, and the search for deeper patterns even when experiments are hard. Compared with similar popular science titles, Green's advantage is his combination of storytelling and conceptual depth. He explains the historical stakes, the core mechanisms behind the proposals, and the open questions without turning the subject into pure hype. For buyers, it is a strong value because it functions as both an accessible primer and a durable reference point for following later developments in cosmology and fundamental physics. If you would like to support Brian Green, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.